Police, Louisiana traffic stop turns into fentanyl drug bust. By Olivia Rondo on March 6, 2024. A routine traffic stop by Louisiana police turned into a question of child endangerment when officers discovered more than 100 grams of fentanyl next to a one-year-old baby in the car. Covington police pulled over Jacqueline Davenport, the driver of a Nissan Altima, on Tuesday for a brake light violation, they reported. While conducting the stop, the cops reportedly found a large baggie containing what appeared to be over 200 Adderall pills within reach of a one-year-old child. Upon further investigation, it was determined that the supposed Adderall pills actually tested positive for fentanyl. Davenport, who already had an open warrant, was arrested and hit with multiple drug and traffic charges and taken to the St. Tammany Parish Correctional Center. Local police are now warning people to be on the lookout for fake prescription pills like the ones Davenport allegedly intended to distribute. If you're taking a pill that your doctor didn't prescribe, you can't be certain what you are consuming, said Chief Michael Farrell. While establishment media outlets have blamed the fentanyl crisis sweeping the U.S. on Republicans, the intentional poisoning of Americans can be traced back to China and complicit Democrats. What everyone needs to understand is that China is the senior partner in the fentanyl trade to kill Americans, and the cartels are the junior partners, end to end. America's fentanyl epidemic is a Chinese pipeline, writes Peter Schweitzer in his newest release, Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Schweitzer, a seven-time New York Times best-selling author, makes the case that figures like President Joe Biden, California Governor Gavin Newsom, and Border Czar Alejandro Mayorkas have facilitated the trafficking of drugs into the country.